especially Jesus.
Wonderful time of the year. Some call it a holiday, all about is good food and goodwill and good cheer.
And all of it's true, but there's so much more than snow on the roof and a wreath on the door. For this is the day that hope was born, and that's the reason why
we call it Christmas. Because of Jesus, for it was Christmas when Christ was born. Each time we say it, we celebrate it. That's what this day is really for. We call it Christmas. Some say that the season is fantasy covered in light. For others, it's all about presents and parties and everything merry and bright.
But let's gather around with family and friends and read that old Christmas story again. Then tell everyone that we meet about him. Together, let's all say,
we call it Christmas because of Jesus. For it was Christmas when Christ was born. Each time we say it, we celebrate. What this day is really for. We call it Christmas. Because of Jesus.
So deck the halls and trim the tree and hang a star for all to see that unto us is born the King of Kings. Come on, let's sing. We call it Christmas because of Jesus. For it was Christmas when Christ was born. Each time we say it, we celebrate. This day is really for. We call it Christmas because of Jesus. Because of Jesus. We call it
This is the time that we introduce ourselves. Hi, I'm Scott.
I don't even know you tonight.
And we're from a place that you never ever heard of. It's a place called Locust Grove. Have you ever heard of it? You can't get there from here. Oh, that's right. I forgot where I was.
You did.
Anyway, we have a little bit of a mix tonight. I'm mixed up. But anyway, we're having a Christmas party tonight, a Christmas celebration. And it might just be that we're going to kind of intersperse some of this with some regular gospel. And what we're going to do is when we cue you, you sing along with us. Now, you don't have to look at me for the cue because I'm mixed up.
That's right. Don't look at him.
You'll know the time. Okay.
Actually, anytime you know any of these songs, sing along with us. We'd love it. Thank you.
shepherds left their sheep on a hillside fast asleep. Why have wise men traveled from so far? What's that sound the whole world hears? Are there angel choirs near? Have you ever seen so bright a star? There's something going on in Bethlehem. There's a special feeling in the air. There's something going on in Bethlehem. Heaven has come down to this tiny sleepy town. There's something going on in Bethlehem.
This next one is going to ring your chimes, featuring Nola.
Okay.
There's a lot of things we celebrate, but this is one of the most special.
Everybody likes to take a holiday. Everybody likes to take a rest. Spending time together with the family, sharing lots of love and happiness. Come on, ring those bells, light the Christmas tree. Jesus is a king, born for you and me. Come on, ring those bells, everybody sing. Jesus, we remember it's your birthday.
Celebrations come because of something good. Celebrations we love to recall. Mary had a baby boy in Bethlehem. Greatest celebration of them all.
Come on, ring those bells, light the Christmas tree. Jesus is the King, born for you and me. Come on, ring those bells, everybody sing. Jesus, we remember it's your birthday. Come on, ring those bells, light the Christmas tree. Jesus is the King, born for you.
we remember it's your birthday.
This next song is a favorite of ours because it was written by such a good friend of ours, Cindy Binzel, who lives in California. She's a singer-songwriter, and many of you know are familiar with Cindy's music from our church services. But the first time I ever heard this song was actually the last time I was in California, which has been several years ago. But she has a grand piano in her living room, and she had just written this song, and she couldn't wait to play it for me. She said, come on in and listen. And she sat down and just started. She can read music, but she doesn't use it. Anyway, she said, doesn't this sound like Christmas? And she was playing it, and it does. And it has such a good message. Christmas is in your heart. We hear a lot about the spirit of Christmas. The real spirit of Christmas is having Jesus in your heart. Amen.
Christmas is looking for someone to greet with holiday cheer as you pass on the street. Christmas is in your heart. Christmas is looking for just the right gift, fulfilling a wish on a child's Christmas list. Christmas is in your heart.
Away in a manger, an oh holy night, joy to the world and angels on high, anthem choir singing, goodwill, peace on earth, and each song declaring the dear Savior's birth. Christmas is knowing that Jesus has come, and Bethlehem star shines for everyone. Christmas is in your heart.
I like to think of John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, sent him from heaven to become a man, experience everything that you and I do. He knows all about us.
Away in a manger, an oh holy night, joy to the world and angels on high, anthem choir singing, goodwill to all men, and peace on the earth is heard once again. Christmas is family and friends gathered round, the chill in the air, the holiday sounds. Christmas is in your heart. Christmas is in your heart.
Every one of you can find that Christmas in your heart this season.
It's been a rough couple of years for a lot of people. But isn't it wonderful that in God's Word, He promises us that no matter the circumstances around us, we can still be filled with His joy, His peace, His hope, and His love. We have it right here. All we have to do is speak His name. He knows our need, and He will meet us right there. There's a lot of people that have lost loved ones and friends throughout this pandemic for that reason and other reasons. The song that Scott is going to sing right now is called If You Could See What I See. And if your loved one or your friend knows Jesus and has gone, you know where they are. Isn't that a wonderful assurance that we have, that we can know we're going to see them again someday? And that's what this song is about.
Of the King, and you'll hear
somebody. Maybe we're going through grief ourselves this year. And it's okay. We are with you here in this body. And if given a choice to come back, they wouldn't want to. If you could see what they see right now, you wouldn't wish them to come back.
Raise the roof.
Raise the roof. Amen. But those of you who are going through grief right now, those of us who are going through grief because we have lost somebody, we are with you. We are family. I get to preach in here a little bit.
We were privileged last night to sing at Maranatha. And speaking of losing people, we were filling in for State of Grace because Della had passed with COVID complications. And they received us so well. And we're just going to confess here, home is always our roughest place to sing. So that's our excuse for Scott messing up. No.
I don't need an excuse to mess up.
But honestly, you know, we pray before we perform, if you call it performing. We're just sharing. We're nothing special. But, you know, people at home are the ones that are closest to us. And it's the message we want to share. It's our gift to you. So overlook the mistakes and listen to the words. Learn a new song or two. A lot of these might be new to you. This group last night, they said, wow, some of those we'd never heard before. So it might just be our performance of it. They didn't recognize the song. But anyhow, we're going to kind of go back now and go to a gospel song. But you know, it all really comes back to the manger. If Jesus had never come, we wouldn't be able to sing about grace. You know, the angels don't know anything about salvation. And they were the ones that were telling about the birth of Jesus.
Can I share something real quick?
Well, if I'd stop talking, but I'm not done yet. No, go right ahead.
Okay. Pastor was talking this morning in this sermon about raising the roof. Amen. Making 2022 the year of change, about whatever is holding you back, you're holding back yourself because there's a breakthrough coming. The breakthrough happened to a friend of mine this afternoon. As many of you know, I like cowboy action shooting. And I've been praying for this gentleman for all years and years, decades, since I first met him. He's from Fredericksburg, Texas. And he shared with us this afternoon, he got saved. Not only that, he went ahead and watched the movie The Shack. And if you've ever watched the movie The Shack, it impacts you. And we're all coming alongside him right now, just praising the Lord.
Raise the roof. Amen.
Next song is Saved by Grace.
We know those loved ones have gone to heaven because their name's written in the book of life. That's how you get to heaven. Get that name written in the book of life.
Saved by grace. I've been saved by grace. My name is in the book of life and my sins are washed away. Saved by grace. I've been saved by grace. It's not what I deserve, but I'm saved by grace.
I was alone in the darkness. I could not find my way. But Jesus shined a light on me. And then he turned all my night to day. Now I've been
saved by grace. I've been saved by grace. My name is in the book of life, and my sins are washed away. Saved by grace. I've been saved by grace. It's not what I deserve, but I'm saved by grace.
Now when I
tonight. Come on, let's unwind you a little bit. Okay. That's all right.
Well, we were in practice the other night, and whenever Nola has throat problems, which is normally, she has this little thing that she takes out and sprays in her throat, and she when she takes that, she's wound up with a spirit. I don't know what's in that spray.
Probably don't want it.
How many of you, I'm not going to ask, a lot of times people are going through things, and they don't know exactly where to turn or who to turn to. And this song kind of exemplifies that no matter who you talk to, everybody's going through something. So if you're going to go through something, you might as well go through it with the Lord Jesus Christ.
I'm sorry for all the barking. I apologize. I know these days everybody's like, oh, Lord. You know? It's just, I've got stuff in my throat that won't go up and it won't go down, and so I deal with it.
6 foot distance.
Yeah. Yeah. This next song is another old gospel hymn tune that we like to sing. It's called Speak That Wonderful Name. You know, when Jesus was born, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above all names, Jesus. And there is power in that name.
Yeah.
We learned that this morning, as if we didn't already know. There is power in the name of Jesus. And when we don't know what to say, when we pray and we're going through something and we just don't know what to say, we don't know what to do, all we have to do is say the name Jesus. He knows your heart. He knows the situation. Just say his name. He's right there to help you. Jesus, Jesus, speak that wonderful name. Jesus, oh Jesus, the name above every name. No other name under heaven with the mighty power to save. But Jesus, sweet Jesus, just speak that wonderful name. Jesus, Jesus, speak that wonderful name. Jesus, oh Jesus, the name above every name. No other name under heaven with the mighty power to save. But Jesus, sweet Jesus, just speak that wonderful name. Peter and John at the temple, going up for an evening prayer. Well, they heard the pleas of a lame man, begging for a meager fare. Peter said, silver and gold have I none now, but I'll give you what's been given to me. Then he spoke the name of Jesus, and the lame man leaped to his feet. Jesus, Jesus, speak that wonderful name. Jesus, oh Jesus, the name above every name. No other name under heaven with the mighty power to save. But Jesus, sweet Jesus, just speak that wonderful name. Jesus, the beginning and the end.
Jesus,
made the lame to walk again.
Jesus,
he's my dearest friend.
Speak that wonderful name. Jesus, Jesus, speak that wonderful name. Jesus, oh Jesus, the name above every name. No other name under heaven with the mighty power to save. But Jesus, sweet Jesus, just speak that wonderful name. Jesus, sweet Jesus, speak that wonderful name.
Okay, back to Christmas, the real Christmas story. In fact, that the name of the song is Christmas Song. But, you know, it's always a good thing to think about how what a humble beginning that the Lord had. You know, he was a king. He came down from heaven. He could have had, you know, a five-star hotel. That's what he deserved, isn't it? But that's not how he came. They were looking for a mighty king, you know, somebody, no doubt he was a king. Oh no, he was going to come as a baby, a helpless baby, actually. And so anyhow, the manger scene is really something we should picture in our mind and remember that even then he was a king. And yet he had to go through the life of a man. We talked this morning in class about birthing is traumatic from the mother and the child. And why did they put him in swaddling clothes? Well, my thought was to comfort him, that the Lord was still with him, you know, and swaddling him. And it comforts a baby when they're held tight because they've been in that tiny space for 9 months, you know. But he experienced everything that you and I experience in life. But still, he was perfect through it all. So that gives us hope.
I'm going to sit down a minute.
This next song, how many of you remember Tennessee Ernie Ford? Remember him? I know many are too young to remember him, but I remember him. Yeah. This is a song that he recorded many, many, many years ago, and there's still a video on YouTube if you ever want to look it up. His actual own son, who was just a little guy at that time, is in that video with him, and he gets so wound up on this song, he's like, it's funny to watch. But it's an old counting song, and we've heard that they used to use songs like this to actually teach children to count. So it's called Children Go Where I Send Thee.
I'm still learning how to count.
Thank you.
was a little bitty baby born of a virgin Mary way down in Bethlehem.
Children, go where I send thee.
How will I send thee? Oh, I'm going to send thee two by two. Two with a roll and two silas. One with a little bitty baby born of the Virgin Mary way down in Bethlehem.
Stay with me now. Children, go where I send thee.
How will I send thee? Oh, I'm going to send thee three by three. Three was a Hebrew, children, two was a Paul and Silas. One was a little bitty baby born of the Virgin Mary way down in Bethlehem.
Children, go where I send thee.
How will I send thee? Oh, I'm going to send thee four by four. Four was a four that stood at the door. Three was a Hebrew, children. Two was a Paul and Silas. One was a little bitty baby born of a virgin Mary way down in Bethlehem.
Don't take off your shoes. You have 10 fingers.
Children, go where I send thee.
How will I send thee? Oh, I'm going to send thee 10 by 10. 10 was the 10 commandments. 9 was the 9 that stood at the line. 8 was the 8 that waited at the gate. 7 was the 7 that never got to heaven. 6 was the 6 that didn't get fixed. 5 was the 5 that came back to life. 4 was the 4 that stood at the door. 3 was the Hebrew children. 2 was the Paul and Silas. 1 was a little bitty baby born of a virgin Mary way down in Bethlehem.
Are we doing this one?
Yes, we are, but first we're going to let them stretch.
Okay, fine.
Oh. We'd like to give you an opportunity to stand if you'd like to and kind of stretch. We've got just a few more songs to go, but sometimes it gets hard to sit that long. We realize that. So
we barred the door so you can't leave.
Stand up and greet somebody. Tell them you're glad they're here, and then we can sit back down again. Okay, that's good. You can be seated again. We were going to ask some questions and let you sit down like everybody that has their Christmas shopping done. You can be seated or whatever, but everybody just be seated.
You know, last year we didn't get to sing Christmas anywhere. Everything was closed up. So we're thankful we're open back up and, you know, with reason and common sense, we're going to get through all this. And so, anyhow, we try to learn a couple songs each season, new songs to us. And we sang in La Place about 3 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago. And they, you know, we had this song about Santa Claus. Now, some people don't like to put Santa Claus in church, but you know, he's all about giving. And everything Santa Claus knows, he learned from Jesus, right? There's a song titled by that, by the way. Anyhow, he asked not to have anything about Santa Claus. So that was one of our songs.
Not even the song that Santa Claus got saved.
Yeah, I mean, you know. But, you know, we accommodate whatever they want. There's plenty of other Jesus songs we could sing. So anyhow, this is the debut of Santa Claus and that favorite snack, popcorn. Okay. This is an old country song, too. Anybody heard it? No? You may not recognize it if you did.
Santa Claus and popcorn, jingle bells and reindeer horns, Christmas trees and mistletoe. Jesus loves me, this I know. Carolers singing, silent night.
Crosby sings of Christmas white.
We celebrate 'cause a king was born
with Santa Claus and popcorn.
Santa Claus and popcorn, jingle bells and reindeer horns, Christmas trees and mistletoe. Jesus loves me, this I know. Children dancing round the tree, sleigh bells ringing merrily, snowballs flying through the air. Happiness is everywhere.
This is a dancing church. I dance right now.
Popcorn, jingle bells and reindeer horns, Christmas trees and mistletoe. Jesus loves me, this I know. Santa Claus and popcorn, jingle bells and reindeer horns, Christmas trees and mistletoe. Jesus loves me, this I know.
I always like to say I was raised on a healthy dose of Santa Claus and Jesus. I believed in Santa Claus as a child, but I knew the true story. I was taught that from my birth. I always knew the main reason we celebrate Christmas is because of Jesus, the birth of our Savior.
We kind of learned about a little bit about each other last few concerts about Christmas and those who got into presents and those who didn't.
Remember the closet story? She found him in the closet, and that was the last time she ever hunted for a
present.
Yeah,
I was the snoopiest kid you ever saw when I was young, little. I would look the house up and down looking for my Christmas presents, and one year I found them all in one closet, and that just ruined the whole season for me. I never snooped again.
Well, this next song is a little bit about that, how Christmases seem to have changed a little bit as we grow older. And, well, listen to the words. I think you'll enjoy it. Now a dad, and Christmas.
Christmas ain't what it used to be. Sometimes I get a little sad. The morning after a quiet night, I hear them pulling up the drive. Little kisses and hugs so tight, that's what keeps this old man alive. Look in here, I see now this love I hold again came from a baby who was born in Bethlehem. And God gave his boy to be a man.
We've been talking a little bit about Jesus. Jesus. And we talked about there's something about that name. We talk about Jesus in the cradle. It's another one about the Christmas cradle. If you don't find anything else this Christmas season, let this theme be with you. Find the Christmas child in your heart. He started in the cradle, but he's not coming back that way. This next song features Sheila. She does a wonderful job on that. The Christmas Cradle.
Wrapped him in
thank God for his plan of salvation. You know, it had to be a hard thing. It was his only son that he sent from heaven. He knew what he was going to go through. And remember the words of Jesus in the garden, "If it would be your will, let this cup pass before me." Jesus knew exactly what he was going to have to withstand for you and me. And it was such a sacrifice. But as we sang in an earlier song, no other sacrifice would do. It had to be an unblemished, perfect sacrifice, and Jesus fit the bill. We should be so thankful that that free gift of salvation is available. It's not wrapped up in a pretty bow. It's wrapped up in a manger. And the great part about it is that all you have to say is, "Jesus, save me." It's what his name means, Jesus saves. And what a comfort, what an assurance, no matter what you're going through, that he is with you, he is in you, and he is for you. So it doesn't matter what else is going on around you. Circumstances have a way of bringing us down. But today's candle, the Advent candle, was about peace. And there, Jesus gives you a peace that is beyond anything. Nothing we can even imagine. So think of that this Christmas. If you're missing peace, just call out to Jesus. And he will come in and take up residence, not in a manger. He is in heaven, but he can be anywhere that you ask him, give him room, and make room in your heart for him. So we have our last song, which we sang in congregation just this morning, so you should be rehearsed. Our own church, okay? But I'm sure you've heard it before, but what do you give somebody that has everything? The Lord has everything. You know, everything belongs to him. He just gives it to us to enjoy. But what do you give him? You give him your heart.
Those of you who know this song, sing it with us.
What can I give him?
Done this for a long, long time, having New Creation do it, a complete service here, and we count it a privilege to count you all as friends and family. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Thank you, guys. What a wonderful blessing. Let's give it up for them again, shall we? Thank you. What a blessing. Listen, I'm going to take just 2 minutes of your time, and we'll dismiss, okay? We've heard the message of Jesus tonight. You know, Christmas is not about Santa. It's not about gifts. It's not about commercialism. It's about the Son of God coming into the world as one of us, all God, all human, in a very humble means. And God gave his Son because he loves us. And he wants none of us to perish, to spend eternity apart from him. He wants us to be with him forever. And he knew that we cannot pay for our sins. Only a perfect sacrifice, his one and only son. God could place all of our sins on him and punish all of our sins at one time, forever, for all time, in his son Jesus. So I want to share very quickly, if you have not made Jesus Christ your personal Lord and Savior, so this is the greatest Christmas gift you can give to him. Give him your heart. Doesn't require much. It requires a heart full of faith, a heart of longing to be in relationship, in real personal relationship with God through his son Jesus Christ. So what I'd like for all of us to do, I'm going to lead us in a prayer. If you're here, my friend, and you don't know Jesus Christ, but would like to know him personally, he'll be the best thing that's ever happened to you. Ever. What I'll do, I'll provide the words, you provide the meaning in your heart. Let's pray. Everybody repeat after me. Dear God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Forgive me for all my sins, which are many. Jesus, come into my heart. Be the Lord of my life. Be the Savior of my sins. I give you my life. Be my Lord. Take care of me. Provide for me. Save me. Heavenly Father, thank you for this gift, full and free of salvation from all my sins and an eternity apart from you. In Jesus I pray. Amen. Just like that, if you prayed that prayer, had never prayed that prayer before, but meant it in your heart, God is now your Father, and Jesus is now your personal Lord and Savior. I would encourage you to tell someone that you made that decision tonight, that you prayed that prayer and gave your life to Jesus Christ, the Son of God. All right, let's close and dismiss. Heavenly Father, thank you for this precious time with heavenly songs, Lord, and what glory has filled our souls. Father, we thank you for your blessing, your mighty blessing upon these precious people. Send them forth in your power, in your love, in your peace, in your joy. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you.